The second special assembly of the Synod of Bishops for Africa began a second week of deliberations yesterday. Jean-Baptiste Tumusiime followed events at the Synod Hall.
The church in Africa needs to be self-reliant in order to grow and to carry forward its activities. This was one of the calls of the Synod Fathers at the second session of the discussions on Monday evening. The Synod Fathers noted with concern that due to lack of financial resources, the church in Africa depends on donor institutions and dioceses in developed countries to fund its activities. But some of the donors depend on the charity of other organizations for funds. When these organizations experience financial difficulties, the local churches in Africa experience the consequences. Besides, the Synod Fathers said the funds received usually are not enough to cover the major expenses of the particular churches. They called on the donor institutions to revise their policies and begin to invest in church projects that will generate funds that will help the local churches to stand on their own. The president of the Commission for the Church in the World of the German Catholic Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Ludwig Schick, who represented the German Catholic donor agencies, assured the bishops that his commission was interested in development partnership with the church in Africa and prayed that the relationship between the church in Germany and the church in Africa be maintained. He called on the bishops who have many priests to send some to Germany because the German church experiences a severe shortage of vocations to the priesthood. The session was addressed also by the Director General of the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, Mr. Jack Diouf, who called upon the Synod Fathers to do more to promote food security in Africa.